Now, back to the Nooner with GOC on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM.
Welcome back, Monday edition here on 101.9 FM. We are delighted to welcome to the program Dan Bulley, who is the head soccer coach out at Jackson College, and he will provide the greatest English accent probably in the history of this program. Good afternoon, Dan.
Good afternoon, Greg. Thanks for having me on.
How you doing?
Very well, thanks. We've coming off the back of a fantastic weekend for both men's and women's soccer programs. So delighted to join you here today.
Yeah, we're hoping to talk to Andy Hosmer. He coaches the women. They are regional champions, first time in the program's history. I know you want to congratulate them, Dan. They've done a great job.
They have. Coach Hosmer's been at the helm for a while now, and he's put an incredible amount of effort in. He's just a top guy and a top coach, and the staff and playing staff of that program have just really came together this year, and it really is long overdue. So massive congratulations to them. I believe they're 7-1 in regional play and 12-5 overall, but to bring home that regional championship, it's remarkable. So that's fantastic news for the program and for Jackson area.
And where do they go now, Dan? Do you know?
Yeah, they progress to the regional tournament, and that's this coming weekend at Schoolcraft in Livonia. So they will move on to the semifinals with hopes of winning on Saturday and progressing to the regional tournament final that Sunday.
Mm-hmm. And the men are advancing also. You've had an outstanding year.
Yeah, we have. I think everybody in our region, we've handled them. We've got the most goals for and the least goals conceded. We are 8-2 currently in the region. And we just fell short of a very good Muskegon team who just pipped us to the first place position. But if we play our cards right, again, we advance this weekend to the tournament. And, you know, we need to take care of business on Saturday against a very good Ancilla side from Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't want to look beyond that at this point in time. We need to take care of business this Saturday first.
So, Dan, tell us about your soccer background. How did you end up at Jackson College?
Yeah, it's extensive. And I know I'm only a sixth-year head coach, but I came across at the age of 21 on a soccer scholarship initially to West Texas, of all places. Did really well playing soccer out there, and I transferred to Buffalo, New York in the MAC, had a great career, and I landed up in Michigan in 2010, where I'm heavily involved in youth development. We love to develop young players in the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now I find myself at Jackson College and having a lot of fun this year.
Boy, from West Texas to Buffalo, there's a climate change there, Dan.
Massive climate change and a massive culture shock, to say the least.
Absolutely. Talk about a couple of your key players who have led you this year.
Yeah, well, and I've noted here, Greg, we've got players from five continents, and the togetherness is behind everything that we're doing right now. These guys have come together. They're playing for each other. Our top goal scorer is from Chile. We have a centre-back sophomore from Somalia. Our goalkeeper is from Senegal.
Wow.
You know, we've got a player from Japan, and then we can't forget players from Plainwell either.
Goodness.
You know, so it's just remarkable to see the togetherness and the team spirit that we have here. And, you know, it really is a team effort, and I know we've got goal scorers, but without the support, we can't do those things.
How are those kids ending up here?
Yeah, we're recruiting them. I get a lot of emails from internationals, you know, on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, then we have to do our research. You know, we can't visit, such is our budget. But, you know, it's FaceTime calls, it's Skyping, just to make sure that these guys have got the attitude, the right attitude to come into what is a team environment. It's really tough when you get so many good players from high school coming in to a pot of players which are now they're all as good as each other. And you know, we need to mold personalities, and we need to make sure that we're bringing in the right kids. And we really feel this year like we've got it right.
Dan, how have you found high school soccer around this Jackson area?
It's great. It's exciting. And we see the Vikings have advanced. I've been following it on Facebook. We've got some really good teams in the area. I feel as though soccer as a whole in Michigan and in our area is really picking up. It's becoming very, very popular, and that bodes well for collegiate programs like ours. You know, we're able to pick a better player, you know, a well-rounded player, and as long as these kids are getting it done in the classroom as well, that's a recipe for success.
Mm-hmm. So where do you play your games, Dan?
We play at Jackson College. It's off of Emmons Road.
Okay.
It's out there in the sticks, but it's a fantastic facility. You know, it's a great campus. You get a lot of attention. It's not so many in a classroom, so these kids can be successful on and off the field. But this weekend, we're going to be playing in Livonia at the Schoolcraft College facility. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to that.
Weather conditions get a little iffy this time of year?
Really do, yeah. Players are bundling up. You know, we're pretty cold on the sidelines, but the way that we're winning right now, we're really on fire. So that helps make everything a little bit warmer. I've not looked at the forecast for this weekend, but, you know, we'll be best prepared for the conditions, you know, this coming weekend.
Well, we appreciate the visit. Congratulations on a great year, Dan.
Thank you, Greg. Really appreciate the call, and hopefully we can bring you more good news next week.
Okay, take care. Dan Bolley, the head coach, men's soccer coach out at Jackson College.